Robot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. Can you hear it? I don't hear it. You hear it? Anybody else hear it? If you hear the toilet in the background.
Mystical toilets.
That's just the sound of this show. Eric Rice is joining us from downtown.
Yeah, something like that.
And Starman Michael Gaines is here, as usual.
One flush, two flush, red flush, blue flush.
Yes, that.
It's your toilet, man.
Yeah, it's not my toilet. I don't know. I tried to fix it.
Studio toilet.
It's the studio toilet, exactly.
After the show, I'll call my landlord and see what's going on.
Okay.
I'll see what's up with that. What's up with that? What's up in the news this week?
A cat cafe is coming to San Francisco.
Oh, my
Breaking.
God.
It's just him.
Yes.
Ooh.
Called Kit T. K-I-T.
Why does it sound so Portland-like?
T-A. I don't know.
Because it's dumb.
We're a dog place.
I still haven't read that article about San Francisco eating itself alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's
no. So yeah, I guess apparently it's like a cat bar, or something.
Oh, right. I just thought of something crude. I won't say it.
Well, you kind of just did.
Yeah, I think I just kind of did.
That's all right. There's
just add a cafe. Just add cafe to whatever it is that you want to do.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to open a muffler shop? Cool. But if you did it in San Francisco, you'd call it a muffler cafe.
Mm-hmm. There was a place in Boulder, I think, or maybe it was Pueblo, somewhere outside of Denver, that had a muffler shop / beer garden.
Okay.
So there you go.
That works. Gives you something to do while you wait for your muffler to be installed.
I was thinking
which we were talking about self-driving cars briefly before the show, and I never really knew where I stood on it. Because I like crazy ass tech, but I figured out where I stand on it. I'm okay with self-driving as a feature right there with cruise control. You know, position sure. one on the switch is cruise control, position two is self-driving.
Right. Okay.
But do that not take away my power to navigate and pilot the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that if there's self-driving cars, they're only going to be self-driving cars. You know, they're going to have a manual.
A self-driving car is called a train. A taxi, an airplane. Airplanes are actually self-driving, except for landing and takeoff.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about that and San Francisco eating itself, it sounds bad.
And cat cafes.
This weekend.
Should I just say it? Should I be? No, I'm not going to say it.
I don't care. You can say whatever on the show.
I think they should rename the thing. No, I won't. Just.
He's shy.
No, you always wonder if you're going to be like, I don't like your show. You're so offensive.
His show is not for women.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it exists, there needs to be like a rule 34 for outrage.
That's the thing. You can't make a joke anymore without somebody getting really friggin' offended and thinking you're an asshole. And that's the problem. It's like,
what was the latest one?
The what?
Yeah.
What was the latest one? Wasn't there one just recently? It wasn't a joke. Man, we're getting all over the place here.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to shut up about the whole cat thing.
your vagina cafe?
No.
Oh, okay.
Think James Bond. Think James Bond.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And cats.
Yeah.
Right. So the protests against Google are heating up in San Francisco. To the point where
more buses,
going to employees,
more shuttles.
Yeah, this is getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
Paul Carr, definitely not shy of controversy. He's like, Jesus Christ, someone's going to get killed. And you know, you can't help but think there's a little Deus Ex Machina, human revolution,
mm-hmm.
going on. You know, so an engineer who lives in Berkeley who works for the Google X Labs, where they do all sorts of who knows what. He works on the self-driving car. Actually, I think gave like a demo or whatever for like a Turkish prime minister some years back. A bunch of protesters out there outside of his house. Ars Technica, I think, was one of the first to report it, so I tend to give it credibility. Because you never know with protests. Like, is this real? Is this stage? What's going on? But it's always the same thing. Protesters and Google. Google protesters. Combination.
So they went to his home on Tuesday morning complaining of his role in developing...
Did they block him in?
Google Street View, and recently his spearheading of the new condominium development in downtown Berkeley. Protesters say the development is linked to a design firm that has done work for the U.S. military. So all of the things they're mad about.
Right. Well, he's I guess he's behind a condo development. But I guess the flyer that went out also brought up things like Boston Dynamics and the war robots and self-driving cars or war machines and generals gather in their masses.
The anonymous group is calling itself Counterforce.
Oh, Counterforce. That sounds like an A-Team sequel.
Counterforce. A-Team Counterforce.
Yeah. In 2000. No. Yeah.
This whole show could just dovetail itself into itself, you know? We got RoboCop news a little later on with the Counterforce 09. Actually, Counterforce reminds me of Dragon Force from...
Oh, it looks like we lost Robot Underpants.
See? They're like, don't say that word. We're going to disconnect you.
We have to not refer to it as Google anymore.
How about GeForce?
We'll just call it the company.
The company. Yeah. Apparently,
the corporation.
Yes.
This is the second week in a row you got kicked off right as we were talking about Google.
It is. I know. It's kind of weird.
Ixnay on the umpany K.
On the Oogle gay.
So that's been going on, but that comes after, of course, all the protests, and then Google was in the news, Glass was in the news again. Everybody thought this was a hoax at first, like everybody thought it was a hoax.
Let's be fair, the glass holes thought it was a hoax.
So a guy goes to a movie theater in Columbus, Ohio. He's wearing Google Glass, you know, editorialize on that. Yeah. And a guy comes into him and takes the glass off his head and says, "You need to come with me immediately."
Dead or
alive.
The guy
goes outside. Yes, if you want to live. And he goes out there and there's like crap loads of uniforms. And then they separated him and his wife, detained him, I guess, for 3 hours. Turns out AMC movie theaters called the MPAA, Motion Picture Association, who then called Homeland Security.
This is so crazy.
It is.
Well, it's crazy because everybody just hears words and comments. There was actually a gag, a viral thing that people were linking to on Facebook. You could tell everybody who was just commenting on the title alone because the actual thing it linked to was very hilarious and prompted a lot of, you know, teehee, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Mm-hmm. So you could totally tell. People don't read things. They just start typing. So it's a little confusing for some that wonder, well, first there was thought to be the FBI. It later was confirmed it was Homeland Security. The way that it works is Homeland Security's got a lot of different jurisdictions. And underneath Homeland Security is ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. Because of the federal nature of pirating movies and recording and all of that,
right.
Even though it varies a little bit from state to state, intellectual property piracy falls under the C part of ICE, customs. It's a customs issue. And because with the rearranging of how government offices work, Homeland Security is over ICE.
It just seemed like it was a bit like jumping from little thing to big thing. Like, they could have asked him to take it off. They could have asked him to leave. Did they do that?
Yeah, they don't screw around, I guess, with movie piracy.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You could be like, look, you can't do that. All right, you're right. I'm sorry. We're going to call somebody.
That's not the problem. The problem was that there was one article I read where one of the uniforms said that there's a ring of pirates and they were trying to crack down on who the members of this ring was.
The most obvious guy, clearly.
Well, you don't know how smart these people are or not.
They're usually in
Russia.
Don't
people actually like set up cameras and tripods in some countries? They just record it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people buy, I mean, it is a very lucrative industry. People do buy cell phone recordings of movies in some countries. And then there's the more advanced ones where it's like DVD rips and stuff, screening rips and things like that. You know, it takes time to look up these things and understand it a little more fully. It doesn't mean you agree with it. It's just more of this is kind of the landscape. And he wasn't going to sue, and he didn't say, I demand to see a lawyer, this, that, and the other.
The yeah, there's a whole recount from the actual, from the guy who's, he was in there for like an hour. He didn't take off the Google Glass because he's got prescription lenses in it, but he did turn it off because he doesn't want the annoying thing in his face.
So the unfortunate thing for this is so many people come out looking bad. Everyone is attacked equally here. First guy is like, you got to have Google Glass prescription and you wear it to the movies. He's just not even thinking. How do you not get involved in Google Glass without knowing its current state of social implications?
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
So that guy gets made fun of. Homeland Security, of course, and government, and oh my God, I can't believe, yay, terrorism, and all that stuff. Google, of course, is always dragged into the mix. Talk about never getting the ability to catch a break, ever.
No positive anything about Google Glass, except that there's now a sex app for it.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's positive or not.
Well, they banned those before, so I don't know how this is even going to work.
Yeah, I guess this is like you get to see what your partner sees. I don't know why you want to see that. Right?
Yeah, it's like this. I don't know if it's a side-loaded app or what, but yeah.
It could be.
It's what he sees, what she sees. It doesn't have a whole lot of...
Far funnier people than us on late-night television are more qualified to actually discuss this.
Yeah.
Which it will be.
Glance, it's called Glance, lets you see two different perspectives seamlessly. It changes the way you experience something personal. Why? It's an experiment. We're learning on the fly, blah, 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 blah. Google didn't ask us to do this, obviously. Doesn't say a whole lot about why this would be a sex thing, necessarily. I mean, why it couldn't be just in anything. There was a video I saw today where two people, a man and a woman, wore some kind of video goggles. Did you see this?
I saw that.
Yeah, and they did like the same moves, so it looked like one had video of the other, so like it looked like the dude was looking at himself being a woman and the woman was looking at herself being a guy. But they, like, if the one arm went up, the other one had to raise their arm, otherwise it wouldn't work. If that's what this is, that sort of thing, I don't know, whatever.
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds complicated.
Basically, the video feed from the guy was being fed to the woman, so she would see what it was like to be the guy, and the guy was, and, you know, vice versa. But for it to work...
Once you start getting into doing arm signals and shit...
Well, no, I mean, it was basically, it was like... So, you know, for it to work, for you to look down and be like, I'm lifting my arm, and you don't see your arm moving because you're seeing the other person's view, the other person has to lift their arm too, so to see it right.
Couldn't we accomplish this with an Oculus Rift instead?
That's what it was, an Oculus Rift. That's what they were saying. They were using it to do a transgender, or not transgender, but a sex-swapping, gender-swapping experiment.
Role play.
Yeah, kind of.
I'll be the police officer.
I don't know how well that worked, because you know what?
I'll be the Homeland Security agent. Yeah. You be the moviegoer.
Here, put this on. No! Yeah, so there's that. I don't know what Glance does. We did. What is that other thing? Speaking of sex apps, does that the vibe that wakes you up has an alarm on it? It wakes you up gently in the morning or something like that.
Oh yes.
If you're a woman, I guess it could be used on a guy. I don't know. I don't remember what it's called. This is a Vibes show. Only because we've had Hermione on. So then we'll get to the more outrage on the internet when the Seahawks won the what championship, some kind of championship game.
NFC. Yeah,
nice hat, by the way. I see you've joined the ranks of the 12th man.
That's right. I'm in this side of the country, so I have.
I'm wearing my Giants hat in support of the Broncos because Manning.
Right. So Richard Sherman.
I sort of kind of was going for the Niners. Because I'm from the Bay Area, but you know, I'm up here in Seahawks country, and by the time it was over, and then by the time the aftermath of everything after the game, I'm like, okay, Seahawks,
yeah,
go.
Richard Sherman, what is his position on the Seahawks? Anybody know?
Cornerback.
Is excited after the game, does some shit talking. The internet explodes because, oh my God, somebody acted out of the normal on my television. Stop everything.
No, it was more than that.
Jump off the building.
First off, it was how he was yelling at the reporter.
He wasn't yelling at the reporter. He was yelling at the camera.
I didn't even see that. I mean, I saw the interview. It just did not seem like he was yelling at her.
I didn't think
he just got finished winning the game by blocking that play within seconds.
And like an amazing play, sure.
She's like, "Yo, what's up? What do you got to say?" And he went off, not at her. He's going off on Crabtree.
Yeah, I didn't think he was yelling at her at all.
Anyway, in front of her,
it's not the WWF. I don't think football players should be talking like that.
He was quickly whisked away, and then like every time you saw him after that, he was calm, because I'm sure that people were like, "You can't do that! Oh my god!" And so, you know, internet freaks out, as it does.
The other thing is, he is a trash talker. He's known for this, but apparently nobody knew that when he jumped on camera.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to have been under 5 minutes from when the game was over.
It was within 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, I mean, he just, like, intercepted a pass that would have been a touchdown, that would have made the 49ers go to the Super Bowl. So, big shit.
No, it would have tied it.
No,
well, if they would have got a field goal, it would have won.
I think it would have put them over by 1 point.
If they the extra point.
So,
but what happens in that? If somebody scores a touchdown and there's no minutes left, do you still have to take the extra point shot?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't know. Obviously, we're big sports guys here.
Sports ball.
I've never seen that happen. I don't remember ever seeing that.
Mike is a resident sports guy. I'm more of a hockey person. But. Again, a sport where people fight. There's a joke about hockey and fights, and it's all good. But, man, somebody starts being like, "I'm raising my voice." My comment to it, I think, very early on was like, you know what? I'm a gamer. So as much as that's a stupid term to be like, "Oh, you're like a booker because you read books," right? But we know what we're saying. I'm a gamer. I PvP. If that hurts my ears, then I just need to throw all the consoles out the window. I can't believe that. I mean, it's not like, first of all, it's not like he was arrested for lighting some shit on fire, because there's far worse things that people in sports have done.
No, but
somebody talking smack, being like, "I'm the best, sit down, son." Really?
No, he did have an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty thrown at him for what he did before the game ended.
What did he do before the
game? Well, this is also the sport where you can't celebrate in the end zone because it's what somebody's feelings got hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. I had to actually look that up, because I'm like, I remember a long time ago there was like rules against celebrating in the end zone. It's like, oh yeah, so what's the limit that they can do? Be like, little wink, right? That's acceptable, I guess. I don't know. But at least, if anything, so there's valid complaints about it. Like, Mike's got some valid complaints about it. It's not that I think Mike's hurt his feelings or anything. But then what's nice is when an outrage like this happens, people let loose to the fullest extent.
Oh, that was crazy.
And then it just went off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a. We were talking about like Muhammad Ali and quotes from him.
Yeah, but you see, people are trying to compare him to Muhammad Ali. There's a huge difference between him and Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was talking for himself, he wasn't on a team. He was representing a sport where people beat each other up. All right. So, you know, Richard Sherman really had no place to do what he did, at least not in my opinion, because I just think it's very unsportsmanlike. It's stupid. He got a penalty thrown at him 30 seconds before
that was because he was doing the choking.
Sherman, calm down.
I gotta think about that team sport thing, because it was directly hit. I mean, let me think here.
What do you think about that
worship that goes on? With all the quarterback worship that goes on, yeah. I'm like, but this guy was directly responsible for winning the game.
Here's the thing: he was directly responsible for one play at the end. He was not directly responsible
play,
for
though.
Much that happened,
but a pretty important play though. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. Just like Plaxico Burress caught the ball on his head and won it for the Giants years ago. But my point being is that if his team is so amazing, why did they only win by six? And there's a lot more to a game than just one play. Yes, one play can make or break a team going to the Super Bowl, obviously, because it happened. But there's a lot more that happened in that 59 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, so back to the Ali thing then. Well, what makes it not unsportsmanlike just because he's representing himself? He's still talking shit. Ali's still talking shit about somebody.
He's talking crap about he called Crabtree sorry, which is wrong. You don't call somebody else. I mean, these people work their ass off.
I'm the astronaut of boxing. Joe Louis and Dempsey were just jet pilots. I'm in a world of my own.
Well, see, the thing is, Ali can get away with saying that because he was talking for himself.
He can get away with saying that because it was 1974 and nobody got all worked up about crap and got butthurt on the internet every day.
That's true. I don't think that anybody – well, you remember, things were a little bit different. I mean, 1974, it's what, 40, 39 years ago? So, yeah, you know what? I think that if Ali had done that today, people would lose their shit daily.
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely. I think the time was different. Also, everybody didn't have a freaking megaphone to be like, oh, my God, my manila folders are too yellow. I'm offended.
Well, and your phone is the whole sucks. That's true. But I just think it's like – you don't see a lot of this you don't see it all the time, like every minute of every day during football season.
Okay.
You just don't. And just getting angry like that, I think, was just way out of line.
Here's one.
And calling Crabtree sorry, I just didn't like that either.
How about this one?
Because these people, they work really hard. And the thing is, here's the thing. If he had missed that, would Crabtree just start smack talking? No, because that's just how different people are.
Why chump? I bet you scare yourself to death just staring in the mirror, you ugly bear. You ain't never fought nobody but tramps and has-beens. You call yourself world champion? You're too old and slow to be a champion. I don't know who he was talking to, but there's a quote.
Different people on different teams, they all act differently. They all have their unique personalities, and that's fine, but just you're representing your team.
Dude, Joe Frazier is so ugly that when he cries, his tears turn around and go back down the back of his head.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Number 8. After the fight, I'm going to build myself a pretty home and use him as a bearskin rug. Liston even smells like a bear. I'm going to give him to the local zoo after I whoop him. Prior to Ali's, then Cassius Clay first title fight against Sonny Liston in 1964. Damn, I'm going to use you as a bearskin rug. I just don't know. Well, first of all, the team is cool with it. They're like, oh, shucks, it's just Sherman.
Yeah.
And the fans certainly had no issue with it, it seems, not up in Seattle.
Wait, are these the same fans that were throwing food at the guy who got his knee busted?
To be fair, I think Sherman was actually pissed about that, too.
Well,
because he was very concerned about who was it? Got
Frazier is so ugly that he should donate his face to the U.S. Bureau of Wildlife. He's got some good ones. All right, well, enough of that then. We can.
I love how it's just all or nothing, right? It's like the guy talks shit for 2 seconds, and it's like that's who he absolutely is. It's like, yeah.
You
can be a nice guy and an asshole sometimes. It's cool.
I mean, that's my complaint is that it's everybody is so upset about everything all the time. Just waiting. They're just sitting there waiting to pounce on the next person who says something a little bit off.
And this is, without getting too into it, just to kind of throw it out there, I think a significant problem with people that have legitimate causes and concerns are hindered by the fact, not just because of systemic this or systemic that, but because everyone's lost their minds about everything unilateral. You could pull out a laundry list of shit from phones to food that people will rage over and insult you and criticize you. And my God, you're oppressing me because of your broccoli. I mean, it's we've lost our minds. So it's certainly makes it like, oh, everyone's just bitching about everything at all time. And it kind of inadvertently trivializes legitimate causes out there where people are trying to be like, yeah, well, this isn't cool how we're treated kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an observation because watching people fight over cell phones is like, okay, you can't get people to calm down and be nice over cell phones. You certainly ain't going to get them to be nice and listen about your serious issues.
Yeah, that's
so true. So we are.
All right. This week in Rebel Hot News. We have RoboCop news.
Lots of remove the glasses and come with me.
Yeah. There's somebody did a someone saw it already, I guess. Got a review.
Yeah, there was a review on makingstarwars.net where somebody saw it. Apparently the guy posted spoilers and then some people got angry and called him names, so he took the spoilers. Why do you post spoilers?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why. Anyway, he took the spoilers off, posted his review. He says it's better than the trailers make it look, but it doesn't have the edginess that the original movie did.
Jeff Peterson's going to freak out.
Yeah, it supposedly makes comments on today's point of view about like privacy and such, and
he said
the way the technology is going, but
he said he liked it.
He said overall, yeah.
He said he liked it. He likes the punk rock edge and biting satire of the 1987 film, which is like the whole point of the film, I guess. But he said it does grapple with ideas and concepts of futurists like Ray Kurzweil. Blah, 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 blah. There are a bunch of new clips around. We'll put them in the show notes. There's like five and then another trailer.
There's a 1 minute thing today.
There's a bunch of them. There's like 5 1-minute things.
A lot of footage we've already seen.
Yeah, he's fighting Ed 209. It was fine. I would probably. It's his voice. I can't get past his voice.
I can't either.
The dialect of his voice just bothers me. I don't know. I don't know if dialect.
There are a lot of things about it that, on the surface, I don't like.
Yeah.
I got to see it first.
When does it come out?
February something.
12th, maybe?
8th, 10th, 12th. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
To be honest, I saw robots and fancy interfaces and future shit blowing up. I'm cool. I don't care if it's good or bad.
I'll check it out. A lot. You know, sure. All right. So there's that.
I have low expectations for movies like this.
Well, yeah, as do we all.
Oh, by the way, I must say that I have one piece of RoboCop news. Oh. I have the new Blu-ray of RoboCop mastered from the 4K scan, and looks very good.
Yeah, did you watch it? Part of it?
Part of it. I don't have time to watch the whole thing, so I watched like 10 minutes of it.
Star Wars, the famous Star.
Star Wars news, tons of that. Or should I play the Carrie Fisher clip?
This sure. Week in Carrie Fisher bipolar episodes.
she did say that she's going to start filming with Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford.
Yes.
And that's supposed to happen, in March or something, I think she said.
Something like that, yeah.
She said, I'd like to wear my old cinnamon buns hairstyle again. But with white hair, I think that would be funny. Just as long as she's not wearing a metal house coat.
It'll be interesting to see all of them on the big screen again.
It will.
I never expected this to happen. Never.
Nope. Never, ever. It's kind of scary, actually. That's scary.
I thought it would have just ended, and then they would have continued the Star Wars universe, but not in this time period.
Yeah. Well, evidently the script is done. J.J. Abrams has finished the script.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a million rumors about who's going to be in it. There's rumors about Pixar doing a Star Wars movie, possibly. A lot of this comes from Latino Review, which I don't know. Sounds all of these other blogs that are reblogging from Latino Review are like, they're usually wrong, but we'll say it anyway. The Boba Fett movie they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They're sticking with the canon of all the stuff George created with all these spinoffs and whatnot, so there's that. But there was a rumor, again, from Latina Review saying that the Boba Fett we see in Jedi is not the same Boba Fett that we see in the prequels. That there was a guy
who
killed him and took his armor, and that's who the Boba Fett is. I don't know. Again, this is like...
How do you explain the fact that they used the actor for Jango Fett as the voice for Boba Fett?
Well, they changed it. Why he wasn't the original vote. He wasn't the original voice.
I'm going to get angry now because George Lucas, goddamn him sometimes. Fucking up his own stuff. They had an actor, of course, Jeremy Bullock, who did the suit and the voice for Boba Fett in the original movies. And they changed it so that it matched because Boba Fett is supposed to be Jango Fett's son.
Which is like a clone.
So they used the actor for Jango Fett as the voice. They reinserted his voice in The Empire Strikes Back. Now they're saying there's going to be somebody different?
I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah.
How stupid do they think we are?
Well, it's just a voice. I mean, we fudge that a little bit.
No, but the voice represents the fact that it's supposed to be his son. That's why it's the same actor.
No, I get you.
So what I'm saying is, why don't they just...
Well, the idea behind this is that they want to... The original actor back. Okay, here it is. Where is it? So, according to Latino Review, apparently Kasdan, writer of Empire Strikes Back, has a rumored plot going around that the prequel Boba Fett will be killed by a stranger who also steals Bobo's armor. It's said that Kasdan wants the story to be like, quote, a man with no name style story, which makes us wonder what exactly Boba's backstory is, just like we did with the original trilogy.
Okay.
Maybe he's killed by another clone of himself. That's why he has the same voice.
Just gonna shut up now.
Because essentially, wasn't he just the clone of? He was a clone, right?
He was the son of a clone of Jango Fett. Yes. Well, Jango was a clone,
and those were all.
Jango was the original. Stormtroopers were based off of him. They were the clones of him.
Right.
Jango was Boba was his son.
Right. Oh, okay. So that was dumb to even change his voice anyway.
Well, no.
Would the son of a clone have the same voice?
Well, that's sort of what they were implying, but yeah, now so
that was unnecessary.
Somebody else
probably, unnecessary.
They're going to put Jeremy Bullock back in. Oh, my God.
That's what they should do. They should change it all back to the way it was in the first place. That's what I say. I don't know. Whatever. I thought I had one other. This is what I was going to say. If there's rumors that talk about the plots of movies, is it actually spoilers? Does it may not be true?
You know, a lot of things change in the course of time when a movie is produced. So it's hard to say.
So, yeah, again, oh, man, all of these rumors come from Latino Review, the same one about Superman and Batman. I think they're just making this stuff up. Although it does sound like it could be sort of legit. I don't know. Again, possible spoilers?
Possible spoilers. How about that?
Possible spoilers about Superman, Batman. If you don't want to hear this, then we'll see you next week. The main villains are Lex Luthor and a new addition, Metallo. I don't know about that.
Metallo.
How do you know he's a new addition?
Yeah, I just saw a biopic about him recently.
Batman forms a United Nations type organization.
For all the people watching the video. That's a finger.
Batman forms a United Nations type organization to stop Superman from destroying another city after Metropolis was flattened in Man of Steel. I think that's pretty funny. That'd be pretty great if they had addressed that awfulness. Evidently, Aquaman is in it, but he's not called Aquaman, I guess. I don't know. Wonder Woman poses as a Wayne Enterprises investor to retrieve an item that belongs to her people. Lex Luthor spends most of his time in the shadows. He buys the Daily Planet at some point. There's a Burton-esque Batmobile in it, evidently. There's Robin, but he doesn't do anything. Why is he there then? I don't know. And then evidently the whole film ends with Justice League happening. So, yeah.
Maybe not.
Sounds a lot made up. What? Who knows? Oh, and speaking of leaks, Quentin Tarantino's latest script was leaked. Did you see that?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he's pissed.
No, I didn't.
He gave it to 6 people and someone leaked it. And
of course somebody did. Of course, you can't trust anybody in that business anymore.
I think he said he doesn't think anybody did it on purpose, but he's depressed about it.
What's it about?
It's called The Hateful Eight. I think it was like a Western...
Interesting.
Yeah, and now he's not even doing it. He's just not doing it.
We have a bit of breaking news.
Oh, is it RoboCop breaking news?
No, it's not. Do we have Captain and Tennille soundbite?
I don't think so.
Apparently, the Captain and Tennille are getting a divorce after 40 years of marriage.
This week in Captain and Tennille marital news.
It just came through my Twitter feed just as we were wrapping up. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's bad news. Yeah, so after he did Django Unchained, he inspired him to want to do another film of the kind of the genre, so he was going to do a movie called The Hateful Eight. He's so upset about it that he no longer wants to make the movie right now. Yeah.
I wonder if those six people are still on his speed dial.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what could have happened is that he gave it to somebody, the person, I don't know if it's an email or printed, but it could have been left on somebody's desk at lunch. You know,
Knows? Yeah, yeah, right.
No, holy shit, look what we got. Snap, 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 snap.
He said, I don't know how these expletive agents work, but I'm not making this next Tarantino continued. I'm going to publish it, and that's it for now. I give it out to six people, and if I can't trust them to that degree, then I have no desire to make it. I'll publish it. I'm done. I'll move on to the next thing. I've got 10 more where that came from.
Yeah, good for him.
Still, I would have liked to see that. Maybe he'll still do it at some point. Somebody will do it. Right. What else? Anything else we got here? I don't know. I lost the...
Tebow is getting out of the hardware business. They're going software only.
How's that going to work?
Well, a lot of companies like Verizon, Comcast, they make their own DVRs, except they blow. So
yeah, that's true. It would
be nice to see
Tebow in
there. Tebow software in there. I've been using TiVos ever since the TiVo Series 2 from DirecTV, and I just love the thing to death.
So, well, now it's dead, so there you go.
Oh, I mean, the hardware is dead. I was thinking about actually maybe picking up a new one so that'll last for another few years. Yeah. But I don't know.
Hey, here's some technology news. There's a porn studio that's digitally removing condoms from, videos in post-production. That's right,
yeah. How would you like to be that guy?
I would not.
Oh, man.
Digitally removing all this stuff.
I wonder if they're green or blue. Hey, whatever.
We'll fix it in post.
Dogecoin in altcoin news, crypto coin news. Dogecoin went up, and then it didn't go up anymore. But the Jamaican bobsled team raised enough of it to go to Sochi for the Olympics.
Nice.
Oh, they're just always fighting the odds, those Jamaican bobsled teamers. Beating the odds, I guess. That's a weird one to collect.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, good for them, though, I guess. We tried to dabble in the Doge market, and I didn't. It lasted about 2 hours for me, and I was done.
But you made like $30, though, didn't you?
I did make a little bit. Actually, I think in the end, I probably came out even because I ended up picking up some more as it went up, and then it came back down. So, yeah, whatever.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah, totally. So, in the end, I think it probably worked out about the same. Yeah. Anything else?
Nope.
No. All right. Plug time, go.
This Week in Trek, Tuesdays, 2:30 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And Eric and I do World of Warcast on Thursdays, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm sorry, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Mm-hmm. That's it. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at StarMike.
I'm at Langley.
And from the depths of lag hell, I'm at Eric Rice.
When are we starting our Star Wars podcast, Mike?
We can start one tomorrow if you want. Deep dish pizza for $8 or a this week, and Mike doesn't know shit about Star Wars anymore. Pizza.
It'll be fun.
I was at the store the other day, and I saw this rack of Star Wars novels. I'm just like,
I never read any of the books, yeah.
I tell you, I read a lot of Star Trek novels over the years, and they were good. Not all good, but every single Star Wars novel I picked up was just crap, and except for Shadows of the Empire, which is decent, but I had to stop after a while. They were just garbage.
Well, I remember when we talked about doing a Star Wars podcast in the past, you were like, I couldn't talk about Star Wars.
I couldn't. I can't. I can't talk about anything outside the six movies. Maybe the comic
Look at all the news that's happened. We can talk. I can talk about it for hours.
The movies will be coming out for like the rest of our lives. Yeah, so
this show could go on and on. I don't
this week in Star Trek 17, Star Wars, Star Trek, whatever, 17 news.
There's, I don't know of any, I mean, I'm sure there are Star Wars podcasts, I'm sure there are, but I don't know of any.
Star Wars is a social network.
What's the biggest Star Wars podcast out there?
Rebel Scum, wait a minute, let me see, what's the name of it? There's, my friend's...
Ours will be called Utini Cast.
See, don't give the name away. Hold on, just give me 1 second. I'll let you know what the big ones are.
Well, in the meantime,
Force Cast. That's the big one.
The Salacious Crumbcast.
What?
The Salacious Crumbcast.
Salacious Crumbcast. Yes, they're at forcecast.net. I thought there was another one, but. Oh, by the way, there is an Utini Cast. So.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow. There is.
Sorry. Oh, my God. There's a podcast called Sith Heads, which apparently I do still.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still in there.
Huh. Do you still have the name?
Yeah.
Well, let's just do that.
You know what? I probably could. I don't think Nicole cares anymore. I just talking to her today is like she doesn't care about the game anymore. I could probably take the name.
It's been dead long enough, right? No one would know.
Just, right.
We'll revive it as a Star Wars show. Perfect.
Sure. You might want to bring in a few other people. Just saying.
I'm sure that's the thing. Everybody knows something about Star Wars except Eric.
I know Star Wars.
Oh yeah, okay. I just assumed.
I'm more Star Wars than Star Trek. Yeah. By far.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week.
Sith Head starts tomorrow.
Don't hold your breath. See ya. War's over, I'm a piece of Mandalorian. Story is stump, Star Wars historian. Steven debate, but they play at Benegans. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job to do, and Darth's the guy that delegates. Got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck, I'm after Solo. For all I care, he could be hiding at Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a Jabba's running shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious degenerate, defender of the devil. Shunting all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm